The following is a paid program and does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Bowers Law Talk right here on WHGM Gold. As always, I am your host, Attorney Jobeth Bowers, the accident and injury guy, you know, the guy to call if you ever get hurt at work or in an auto accident, 410-885-6200. We are here all the time to help you out. So no fees, no consultation costs, anything like that. If you ever have one of those situations, calling us does not obligate you to hire us. So if you give us a call and you don't like what you hear, just say no and keep going. But we know that we can help you out in most of these situations, and we are happy to do it. We've got a lot of exciting stuff going on this week. I'm going to run through real quick what we're looking at here. Number one, the last day to vote for Bowers Law or myself on the CECILFavorites.com. That is the voting for best businesses in Cecil County run by the Cecil Whig. The last day for that is tomorrow. So please, 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 if you have not done so, please help us out. Go to CECILFavorites.com or the Cecil Whig website and then run through those. You may find another bunch of businesses in there that you love that you might want to vote for as well. Or maybe you'll see some in that list that you want to go try out. There's a lot of businesses that are relatively new over the past couple years here that maybe you just haven't had a chance to see or to visit there. Next, the NFL season, as many of you know, has started a few days ago. Very exciting game Thursday night. Continuing tomorrow. So far, no negative reports of any sort of infections or anything from the coronavirus. So they seem to be running the same kind of operation that the college games have been running, and those seem to have been going pretty well. So fingers crossed there. This week's topic, what we're going to talk about and give you guys some insight on, is a few situations that either confuse or frustrate many of our clients, usually before they become clients. Hey, what do I do? Because this is so, I don't know what to just call Bowers Law. So we're going to talk about what those situations are, how we can help, and what to really do in those situations. We also have one last second chance giveaway, one of these gift cards that we try to give away on our Bowers Law MD Facebook page, and it just wasn't claimed. This one goes back to April, so I know they're not coming for it. They haven't already. So make sure you're listening to the whole program here, because we're going to drop a secret word that you can message at the end of the program to us on the Facebook page. So go to facebook.com/BowersLawMD. That'll be our Facebook page. Tons of information and useful stuff there, even if you're not interested in participating in winning that prize. But at sometime near the end of the show, we're going to give you that secret word. Send us a quick message and with that word, and then you're entered to win one of these gift cards, the last one that we have here. And of course, we're going to be taking your questions via call or text. 410-939-9446 right here from the Bowers Law Studios at WHGM Gold in Havre-de-Grace. So if you got something, once you know, confusing situation that you want to ask us about, or as we start getting into that topic, if it brings up some questions that you might have, give us a call, shoot us a text. We're going to see what we can do to get to all of them right here on WHGM Gold. Again, thanks for tuning in. And before we get to that topic, I got to take a minute. This is going to sound like an advertisement, but I promise you it's not. Okay. Special shout out I want to give to a local business who is a sponsor or advertiser here on WHGM Gold. So if you're listening throughout the day, those are ads. They pay for those. This is not paid for. This is a legitimate, helped me out in a crazy, well, not really a crazy situation, but in a situation that I thought was dire and useless. The other week, actually, while I was here in the studio, so on a Saturday, doing one of these shows, Steve Moon and his guys at Moon Services really saved me, okay? So I've got part of one of my offices, older building, no heat, no air conditioning, and you know, I had no idea, because I do what I do. Like many professionals out there, people in services, in the trades, you do what you do, and you don't necessarily know a whole lot about everything else. I thought for sure, if I was going to get this thing climate controlled, that they'd have to put in a big unit. They'd have to rip up the walls and run a bunch of duct work. And I'd be spending a ton of money. And, you know, in an old building, is the thing even going to fall down on me? So Moon's guys, and obviously if you're interested in something like this and you want to call them, their phone numbers and everything are in those ads. I don't have it sitting here in front of me, but I needed to give them this shout out. They have these mini split units that just basically plug into the wall. They've got lines and stuff that run behind the walls. It's obviously getting it installed is noisy, but after that, it's clean, it's quiet. These things are amazing. They are heat and they are cold. So if you got one of those old buildings, you've got an old townhouse or something that you're like, hey, this really needs to get with the program here. The window units are a waste, or maybe a garage that you do a lot of work in that you want that done, because the window units, those are just AC, so they don't do heat. These things do heat. Again, I know this sounds like an ad, but this was a part of this office that I thought at best we're going to use this thing for storage. Now we're cleaning it up. It's got heat. It's got air conditioning. I cannot thank him and his guys enough. You've heard Moon on the air here at WHGM Gold, so you know how to call him. Those guys are fantastic. So we're going to get into our topic. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here, but we're coming up against the first break. So situations that confuse and frustrate clients of ours or people before they become clients of ours. A lot of times it's the reason why they become clients of ours. Number one, what do you do when the other person who caused this accident that you're in is insured by the same company that you are? I mean, it could be any company. Like here in Cecil County, where my main office is, it's like State Farm country. Like I dare you to throw a rock and not hit or throw it past a State Farm office. They're everywhere. So we deal with State Farm on State Farm all the time. And when you're trying to deal with that on your own, and there's which claim number is from my company, which State Farm fixes my vehicle, do I have to pay a deductible, it can be so confusing. We're going to get into some details about that after the break. Another situation that commonly deal with here, not as much as in my Baltimore office, but definitely a lot here, is what happens when the other driver doesn't have insurance at all. That can be a frustrating and confusing situation. We're going to get into that as well. Again, we're up against the break, so we're going to take that quick break. We're going to get back here. We're going to check in on Florida Man, and then we're going to go into those confusing and frustrating situations, because there's a lot of different twists and turns, and you know, you might need some help with it. You might know somebody else that needs some help with it. We're obviously happy in here. We'll give you some rundown on how that works and how we can help. Stay tuned, WHGM Gold. We'll see you right back here.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, and welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us here through the break on WHGM Gold. Again, this is Joe with Bauer's, your accident and injury attorney, with our Bauer's Law Talk segment. So we're going to get back into this week's topic, but first, an interesting Florida man. I mean, they're all interesting. This week, there's not really an article with the one that we picked. It's a video, so you might want to go check this out. If you drop that search in there for deputies say Florida man stole golf cart in slow getaway attempt, you're going to see an interesting situation. And again, there's no article here, so we don't know the backstory, but the video is shot by a police helicopter. So this thing must have went on for quite some time before the police actually came on this low-speed chase to get this guy in a helicopter. So you might want to go check that out. It's definitely an interesting Florida man. And again, don't steal a golf cart or whatever this guy might have done behind the scenes. Don't be the next Florida man. So yeah, we're going to get into the situation here to talk about, you know, really confusing situations that our clients just have trouble dealing with. I don't blame them, because they are incredibly complicated. If you're dealing with, or you know somebody that's dealing with a situation like this, maybe they or you have not heard our previous broadcasts and our previous shows. So I want to let you know that if they're on the fence or somebody's on the fence about calling our office and seeing if they can, we can help them out. There are no upfront fees, no consultation fees. We only get paid if we get our clients paid. So, you know, there's really no risk in giving us a call at 410-885-6200. You can call that number anytime, except maybe this half hour that I'm here on the air. But, you know, outside of that, somebody's going to answer that phone. So we're going to get into some of those confusing situations. And they really stem from something that I end up telling a lot of my clients for a lot of different reasons. And it chimes in quite well to this situation, both of these situations that we talked about. You don't get to pick who hits you. You don't get to pick who they're insured by or if they're even insured at all. So obviously that applies to both statements. And the first one that comes in here is, you know, and either one of these becomes probably one of the top two reasons that people call us and hire us in the first place, because they don't want to deal with these situations. The uninsured one is very convoluted. Sometimes there is insurance and you just don't have enough information. People don't even understand why or how people can be insured. I get the question all the time, aren't you required by law to have auto insurance? Absolutely. You even need that insurance to drive a vehicle off the lot these days. But when you think about a car, you end up having two things that you have to pay every month regarding your car. Two bigger ticket items usually. Number one is that car payment. Number two is that insurance payment. You got to make that first insurance payment to have the insurance to drive it off the lot, but you got to keep making those car payments. If you stop making the insurance payments, nobody's going to come out and repo your vehicle. Sure, there's legal consequences to it. If you get pulled over, it's a big ticket and a fine, but they're still not going to repo your vehicle. If you stop making the car payment, they're going to repo the vehicle. So a lot of times if somebody gets in a pinch and they've got a choice, hey, which one of these two bills do I pay? Well, I'm going to pay the one that keeps my car. It might not keep it insured. So sometimes we deal with those situations. There's a variety of reasons why people are driving uninsured. Statistically speaking, our sources tell us it's somewhere between 20 and 25% of all of the drivers on the road at any given time don't have insurance. Now, we don't deal with that as often, as frequently, certainly not in that 20 to 25% number in Harford and Cecil County, but we definitely see it a lot more in those cases that we handle in Baltimore City. Some of the things that you need to know, you know, if you hire our office, we take over and do all the work, you know, kind of crossing over to that situation with both insurance companies being the same and you're getting a lot of calls. I mean, some of my clients get 20 to 30 phone calls within the first 2 days of an accident from different insurance companies, people wanting to handle the vehicle damage, people wanting to know about injuries, all this other stuff. And if you've got, even if it's two different insurance companies, it's really tough to keep it all straight. Once our office gets involved, those people stop calling you and they call us. You only have to deal with us. And this is what we do. I mean, we don't do really anything else other than handle these claims. So we know exactly what to do in every single situation. We've got the answers to pretty much every question. I mean, it's been a long time since I've had a stumper come into my office and be like, I wonder what happens in this situation. And then I got to do a little bit of legal research. But for the most part, we're dealing with a lot of stuff that we've dealt with hundreds and thousands of times over the years. So we do all that digging. One of the first things that we're going to do, if it looks like that person that's caused this accident does not have insurance, is we're going to keep digging. We're going to find out if that's in fact true. One of the common and most innocent ways that it looks like somebody doesn't have insurance is that maybe they're driving somebody else's vehicle, so they got the wrong insurance card, or maybe they've recently changed insurance companies and the old insurance card is still in the vehicle. And in the heat of the moment and all that stress and frustration of having just been in an accident, they reach into the glove box, they hand an insurance card to the officer that's reporting on the scene, and that's the old insurance card for an old insurance company. When you call that insurance company, they're going to say, hey, we don't have a policy here anymore. And they might not know who the new insurance company is. So we've got access to things that allow us to run that person's driver's license information, insurance information. We can run a tag trace on the vehicle. We can dig and dig and dig. And we've got resources that the general public do not have and find out if there is insurance. If there actually isn't insurance, then it's mandatory on your insurance policy that you have a coverage called uninsured motorist coverage. That's what we're going to trigger for you. That's what's going to step in this situation. And basically that your company now steps in as if they're the other insurance company for the other driver. They're going to pay the claim. They're going to evaluate the claim. We're going to negotiate with them. Whether you have collision coverage on your vehicle or not, so let's say you have an older vehicle, so you've gotten rid of collision, they're going to step in and they're going to repair or pay out on a total loss to your vehicle. Yes, even if you don't have the coverage as if you were at fault, because it's an uninsured motorist claim, they're going to step in and fix or replace the vehicle or pay off a total loss. No matter what your deductible is, let's say you have a high deductible because you just, it's one of the greatest ways to lower your insurance premium and you're a very safe driver. So you just assume that if I'm going to get in an accident, it's probably going to be somebody else's fault. In an uninsured motorist situation, your deductible is automatically $250. Even if you have a $1,000 deductible on your collision coverage, now it's $250. So you save a ton of money there. If you're working with our office, we're going to track and handle all your medical bills, your wage loss, the pain and suffering element. We'll go into, you know, interviewing you on activities of daily life and ways that you were impacted so that we can properly negotiate that claim. We're going to help you give a statement, a recorded statement to your insurance company. When that insurance company recorded statement goes through, they use that to try to go get their money back. Whatever they pay in this claim, they're going to go after the other driver who didn't have insurance. They're going to keep digging to see if maybe there was insurance that even my office didn't find. Sometimes that happens. If they end up in any of those ways getting their money back, very, very rare situation. But you might even get that $250 deductible back. Obviously we help guide that process. We make that smooth. We deal with, you know, digging in there and finding out which insurance companies might exist or if it's changed over or anything like that. We're gonna, and it looks like we're up against it. I was hoping that we got to both of those, and we only touched on the dual insurance company situation a little bit here. So we're gonna take a quick break. Hopefully we can squeeze some of that in and maybe some of your calls. So if you've got questions, now that you know a little bit more about what we're talking about, 410-939-9446, you can call, you can text. We're gonna be here trying to take those calls. Not a ton of time left here, only about 6-8 minutes after the break, but we're gonna do what we can. Hopefully you will tune in and after the break, and obviously we're going to give out that secret word so that you can message us and try to win our second chance prize. This is WHGM Gold and Bowers Law Talk. We will be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
And welcome back to our last segment here this morning on WHGM Gold. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Bowers Law Talk. Hope everybody's found all this very informative. We're going to try to breeze through the last little tidbits of information here on this one confusing topic and then get to at least one caller this morning. One of the things that's really confusing that we find our clients have trouble with and why they come to us is when you have the same insurance company on both sides of these cases, you don't really know who to talk to, who not to talk to, who to say this, that, and the other. And it's a valid concern because on one hand, with the claim number that's associated with your policy, and if it's the same company, it's going to look almost the same because they all have the same kind of format on these claim numbers if it's the same company. They're trying to help you out. And then on the other hand, the same insurance company, but for the other driver, different claim number and very easy to confuse, they're trying to get you to settle that case for nothing or as little as possible because that's where a lot of these insurance companies save money by collecting the premiums on these policies and doing everything that they can to not pay them out or to pay as little as possible. You know, you think about a big company, one of those national ones that you see advertising on TV. If they've got 1 million claims in a year, and I'll tell you right now, most of the big companies have more, and they can figure out a way to save $1,000 on average for each and every claim, multiply that by 1 million, and you need to have one of those newer fancy smartphone calculators for it to not give you the error button. It's a lot of money. So definitely it can be very confusing. Again, we help navigate that. And again, as I said, we don't take a fee until we get paid. So we do a whole bunch of work for you almost for free. So if you, you know, if you or somebody else is dealing with this situation, or even if it's not, even if there is insurance, it's two different companies, we still step in and do all the same things to take all that off of your plate and get everything done smoothly. So I am being told now we've got Donna on the line from Bel Air. She's got a question about an accident and a settlement offer. Donna, are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I was injured in a motor vehicle accident, and they offered me $1,000 and to keep my medical bills opened. Is that a good choice to make?
So you're talking about the other person's insurance company, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That's kind of a weird one, because sometimes and every so often I hear clients that, or potential clients that have been made this offer verbally. And usually what I offer them is, hey, send me the documentation. Let me take a look at it, because it's probably not what it seems to be. Now, as far as me looking through that, it's basically like a consultation. We are not going to charge a fee to take a look at that kind of stuff. Really, any settlement offer at any time we'll take a look at. And there have been a handful of times, but very, very few, because most of the insurance companies, as I mentioned before, are trying to get one over on somebody without an attorney. There have been times in the 6 years that I've been primarily operating here in Cecil County, where I've told clients that, hey, I can't do better than that for a variety of reasons. So we're totally going to take that into consideration and let a client know that. But quick question for you, about how long ago was that accident?
About a month or so ago.
And are you still getting medical treatment?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's going to introduce a really important part of this here. Without knowing much more than what Donna has told me here, I can almost guarantee you that the overall value of that claim far exceeds what they're offering Donna right now. And typically, I mean, when we have a situation like that, first of all, I've seen some of those agreements, those offers, those releases of claims that come in from the insurance company when somebody verbally makes an offer like that. I have yet in all of my years, and while my office has been open here for 6 years in Elkton, I've been doing this for about 15 years. I have yet to see one of those that actually has a provision in that contract that keeps medicals open for a year in any sort of legitimate way. And ultimately, if you sign that release, you are done. They're going to send you a check for $1,000. And no matter what happens, and we've had clients over the years that have needed to get surgeries after the insurance company offered them $1,000. And if they had signed off on stuff like that, they're out of pocket and they're on their own for that surgery. So it's a real tough situation. Additionally, I could tell you right now that that $1,000 in that settlement offer is basically everything that if she accepts this, Donna's going to get for pain and suffering. So if you still somehow don't have our number, 410-885-6200, Donna, give us a call after the show here sometime early next week. We will happily guide you through the process, make sure everything actually gets paid for. And I'm not allowed to guarantee results in these things, but whatever the closest thing to a guarantee is, it is highly unlikely. That's what I'm going to go with here, because I'm not allowed to guarantee anything. Highly unlikely that I don't put 5 to 10 times that amount of money in Donna's pocket after everything's been paid, after my fee, after any expenses. And in a lot of situations, again, I know nothing about what medical treatment Donna's getting or what she's going to need. Obviously, we will look into that for her. Probably a lot more. So, those kind of situations, they happen all the time. Insurance companies, and there's a couple of big offenders that are really the ones that are trying to do this. They are all about going out there and trying to get these cases settled real quick. Because again, think about that. If I'm a big company, I got 1 million claims and I could just save $1,000 on each. If I could just save $1 on each one, that's $1 million that we made. So imagine saving an average of 1,000 or more. You guys have probably even heard the ad that we run. It's a true testimonial about a client that came to us with a $3,000 offer on a case that we settled for almost $200,000. I think it settled for about $190,000. So do the math there. That's $187,000 that the insurance company didn't save because of that client deciding, hey, maybe I should hire an attorney here. I am unfortunately getting the wrap-up sign here. So that is all the time that we have for this week. Again, I can't thank everybody enough for tuning in every week. We are excited about doing this. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to next week. We're going to have a topic here where we talk about ways to get even more money out of your accident case. These are things that you could do with some of your own insurance situations and things through work. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to have a special guest next week. And again, if those of you have been tuning in waiting for the secret code word to go to facebook.com/BowersLawMD and be entered into that second chance drawing for one of the last gift card that we have here sitting here on my desk, that code word in honor of this being the opening week of the NFL season here is Ravens. Ravens, like the football team down in Baltimore. So again, this is Joe with Bowers for Bowers Law Talk right here on WHGM Gold. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back next week.